The Buffalo Sabres host the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight at KeyBank Center. Reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us for this week's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
The Sabres have won two of their last three games, most recently Tuesday over Detroit. You wrote that the difference maker in those two wins was goalie Carter Hutton. He got off to a good start this season, then slumped badly for a couple of months and seems to have gotten his game back on track.
He does seem to have gotten his game back on track. Of course, it's a small sample size. It's only two games. It was barely a week ago he got pulled from a game. But he's been terrific these last two games. The Sabres won against the Red Wings because he made timely saves. He made some terrific saves in the waning minutes with the Sabres clinging to a one-goal lead. And that's been one thing that's been lacking from his repertoire, is the big game-saving, game-changing save. And his stop on Dylan Larkin with just a couple minutes left Tuesday night was a good example of a game-changing save. And Carter Hutton had slumped for so long. I mean, he went more than 3 months without winning a game. He was at that point where you wondered if he would ever get it back. But these last two games have been a good sign. And with Linus Allmark injured, I think he's going to receive the majority of the starts if he keeps playing like that.
We talked about forward Jeff Skinner last week and how his struggles this season are largely tied to him not playing next to Jack Eichel, who helped him score 40 goals last season. You spoke to a scout this week about that. What were his thoughts on the situation?
Well, his thoughts are like most of the fans' thoughts, is that he's surprised that Jeff Skinner hasn't played with Jack Eichel this season. And the scout's opinion, kind of like the rest of us, is that Jeff Skinner needs to play with playmakers that will give him the puck in scoring areas. Jeff Skinner's 10 seasons into his career. At this point, I don't think you're really going to change him much. And he's a scorer. He's not a two-way player. And the scout believes that the Sabres really need to give him a lifeline, and that lifeline would be putting him back with Jack Eichel. The Sabres might get Victor Olofsson back tonight, and he's going to go back with Jack Eichel whenever he returns, almost certainly. But I think the Sabres have really missed an opportunity here, not putting Jeff Skinner back with Jack Eichel during Victor Olofsson's absence. His streak's now a career-long streak. He hasn't scored in 19 games. He missed 10 games with an injury. He hasn't scored since December 2nd. And I think if you would have told someone before the season that Jeff Skinner would go more than 2 months without scoring a goal, and then he would have spent the entire season playing away from Jack Eichel, they would have thought you were crazy.
We saw an old friend, former Sabres goalie Ryan Miller, back in Buffalo last Sunday. He's on the Anaheim Ducks now. He got a nice reception from Sabres fans, also got the win in that game. What did he have to say about his time in Buffalo?
Well, every time you talk to Ryan Miller, you just get a sense of how close Buffalo is to his heart and how much he loves it here and how much he cherishes the years he played for the Sabres. And let's face it, he's 39. He's been around a long time. There aren't a lot of 39-year-old goalies. And that was possibly his last appearance in Buffalo. And you could tell that the fans sensed that, and he knew that. And they gave him a nice round of applause. They cheered him again when he was announced as a star of the game. He played a terrific game. It shows you he has a little left in the tank. So maybe he can come back for another year. But if it was his last appearance at KeyBank Center, I mean, it was a strong performance to go out with. And he also expressed that he's disappointed that he's not going to be at 2000s night tonight. I mean, they're going to be honoring a lot of his former teammates. It's going to be a special night, a lot of special memories brought back for a lot of fans and players, and you could tell he really, really wants to be there.
Well, as you mentioned, Victor Olofsson could be back for tonight's game. Kyle Okposo could also be back. They were both practicing on Wednesday. You mentioned tonight is 2000s night at the arena. What can fans expect?
Well, I think everyone should expect a fun night. These decades nights the Sabres have thrown throughout their 50th anniversary season have been very popular. There's been a lot of familiar names from the past, a lot of popular names coming back. I think people have just, like, seen them. I mean, you can tell the players like coming back and talking about all their special memories and so forth. And for a lot of fans, this 2000s night is going to be, it's their last link to winning hockey. And the 2005, 2006, and 2006, 2007 team, those teams, in my opinion, could have won a cup, especially the 2006 team. And that was the last time the Sabres had a true cup contender. And in what's become another pretty bad season, to see guys like Danny Briere and Brian Campbell and J.P. Dumont and Rhett Warner, guys you don't see back in town every day. It should be special for the fans. I really think it'll be a fun night.
Sabres and Blue Jackets tonight, then the rival Toronto Maple Leafs are in town on Sunday. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.